Welcome in. Today we're doing a chopping reggae vocals masterclass for DJ friendly drum and bass sets, beginner level, all inside Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. Here's the vibe: reggae and dancehall vocals are pure gold in DNB. They give you those call and response moments, the hype shouts, the personality in the breakdown, but if they're not tight and structured, they become a nightmare to mix, and they can fight your snares, your breaks, and especially your sub. So in this lesson you're going to build two things. 1. A playable vocal chop instrument, using simpler in slice mode. 2. A DJ-friendly arrangement approach where your vocals land in predictable 16 and 32 bar blocks, so they phrase correctly in a club mix. Let's set the context first. Step 0. Set your tempo. Pick 174 BPM if you're going for classic liquid and rollers, or 170 for a more modern feel. Turn on the metronome, and make sure you're working with a one-bar grid while you're setting structure. You can always go finer later, but bar-level thinking is what makes this DJ-friendly. Now step 1. Import the vocal and choose a warp strategy. Drag your reggae vocal onto an audio track and arrangement view. Double-click the clip so you see clip view, and turn warp on. For full phrases, start with Complex Pro. That's usually the safest for vocals because it keeps breath, tone, and character. Set formants to 0 so you're not messing with the vocal identity yet, and set envelope around 128 as a smooth starting point. If you hear watery, facey artifacts, switch to complex. Sometimes it's just cleaner. Now a key beginner move that saves you so much pain. Find the first clear word or transient in the clip. Right-click and choose warp from here using a straight option, and then make sure the clip start marker is right on that first syllable at 1.1.1. You're basically telling Ableton, this is home base. Step 2. Tighten the timing without killing the groove. This is important because reggae vocals often sit behind the beat on purpose. That laid-back feel is great, but DNB drums are sharp and fast. You want a controlled version of that looseness. So here's the rule. Don't warp every syllable. Warp phrase anchors. Listen through and find the downbeats of key phrases. Words like selecta, big up, soundboy, listen, anything with a strong start. Drop a warp marker at the start of those phrases, then nudge them so the important words land on musically strong points like the start of a section at 1.1.1, a mid-bar hit at 1.3.1, or a pickup into the next bar at 2.1.1. Teacher tip: if you start micro-warping every little consonant, you'll win the grid but lose the human. The goal is tight enough to slam, not robot narrator. Step 3. Create two assets, phrases and one-shots. Think like a DJ and like a performer. First, phrase clips. Select a clean phrase in arrangement, usually 1 to 2 bars to start. Consolidate it so it becomes its own self-contained clip. Name it clearly. Use a system like Vox Phrase Big Up 1 bar or Vox Phrase Select a 2 bar. And here's why naming matters. Later, when you're building drops and breakdowns fast, you'll be pulling these like Lego pieces. You don't want mystery clips named Audio 17. Aim to create phrase clips in lengths that DJs love. 1 bar, 2 bars, 4 bars, and 8 bars. Those lengths naturally land in 16 and 32 bar structures. Second, one-shots. Find single words and shouts. Consolidate them into short clips. Trim dead air, but keep a tiny bit of breath if it adds vibe. That breath is often what makes it feel like a real MC moment rather than a pasted sample. Quick coaching note: if you're getting clicks on the ends of your consolidated audio clips, turn on clip fades and add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. Fades fix most click problems instantly. Step 4. Turn your vocal into a playable chop instrument. Take your best consolidated vocal clip, drag it onto a MIDI track, and get it into simpler. Set simpler to slice mode, and slice by transients to start. Adjust sensitivity so it's catching words and strong bits, not tiny mouth noises. Set playback to trigger so each key press triggers a slice cleanly. If you're on push, this starts feeling really fun right away. If you're on keyboard, totally fine. You can also draw MIDI notes. Optional direction: if you're more pad-oriented, slice to a drum rack instead. Same concept, different performance feel. Now step 5, make it DJ-friendly with structure and cue points. This is where a lot of beginner tracks fall apart. The chops are cool, but they don't phrase. They don't resolve in a way that feels natural in 16s and 32s. Use a simple blueprint. Intro, 16 bars. Minimal vocals. Teaser is only. Build, 16 bars. A couple 2-bar phrases, and you start hinting at the hook. Drop 1, 32 bars. Hook phrases at predictable points, like every 8 bars, plus short shouts every 4 bars. breakdown, 16 bars, more space, more dub delay, less density, second drop, 32 bars, variation, maybe heavier processing, or different slice order, in Ableton, add locators and name them clearly, intro 1-16, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, if you ever perform, you can use scenes in session view, but even in arrangement these locators keep you thinking like a DJ, extra coach move, build a DJ safe clean version before you go wild. Duplicate your vocal track. Track 1 is clean or primary. Tight. Minimal effects. Reliable. Track 2 is FX or character. Throws, stutters, distortion moments. This way, you always have a usable hook, and you can sprinkle chaos without ruining clarity. Step 6. The cuts through the mix vocal chain with stock devices. Put this chain on your vocal track or on the simpler track if you're triggering slices. First, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. To clear the subs and low mod. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 500 by 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 5K can help. If it needs air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12K, but be careful. DNB already has bright cymbals and snares, so don't turn your vocal into a razor blade. Then glue compressor. Set a gentle setting, ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is control, not squashing. Then saturator. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then compensate output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Saturation helps vocals stay audible in dense drums because it adds harmonics, which read on smaller speakers and cut through the mid-range. Then gate. This cleans up noise between chops. Adjust threshold so it closes in the gaps. But be careful not to cut off syllables. Keep return fast and release natural, like 60 to 150 milliseconds. Then utility, bass mono on is good practice. Adjust width around 80 to 110% depending on your mix. And gain stage, you want your vocal to sit with the snare, not bulldoze it. Now for the vibe, use sends. Send A is echo or delay. Try 1/4 or dotted eighth. Feedback around 20 to 40%. And filter out lows below about 200 so your delay doesn't turn into mod. Send B is reverb. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high cut it so it stays dark. The key DNB trick. Automate send so only the last word of a phrase throws into delay or reverb. That's how you get dub energy without washing out the drop. Think of it like punctuation. Dry sentence. Wet exclamation point. Step 7. Program a rolling DNB vocal rhythm with a beginner pattern. In your MIDI clip that triggers the slices, start simple. Put a main phrase at the start of every 8 bars. That becomes your anchor. Add short shouts every 4 bars. Those are your hype markers. And do call and response with the snare. Leave space on the snare hit, and place a chop just after the snare for that answer feeling. If you want a simple 2-bar idea, start a phrase on bar 1 beat 1, add a small chop around beat 3, then in bar 2 place a single word as a pickup near the end of the bar to pull you into the next phrase. And if your chops feel stiff after you've made them tight, here's a clean way to bring back reggae feel without destroying your warp work. Use Ableton's groove pool, but apply groove to the MIDI clip triggering slices, not the audio. Try a subtle swing, timing around 10 to 25%, random 2 to 8%. That humanizes the pattern while keeping your audio warping stable. Step 8. Lock vocals to drums using subtle sidechain. If vocals compete with snare or bass, duck them slightly. Add a compressor after EQ on the vocal chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose your snare track or your drum bus as input. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You want just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not that pumping house effect. This is polite, controlled space making. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Warping every syllable kills the natural reggae groove. Anchor phrases instead. Leaving low end in vocals muddies your mix and fights your sub. High pass it. Overusing reverb turns your drop into fog. Use sends and automate throws. Ignoring 16 and 32 bar phrasing makes it hard for DJs to mix your track. Plan vocal events every 8 or 16. And mixing vocals too loud can make the whole track stop feeling like DNB. Your drums should still feel like the boss. Let's talk quick heavier DNB options, still beginner friendly. You can pitch the vocal down 2 to 5 semitones for minutes. Use Complex Pro and adjust formants slightly if it gets weird. For a sound system, band limited vibe. Put auto filter on, high pass around 180 to 300, low pass around 6 to 10k. Now it feels like a dub plate or a radio snippet. For extra grit without losing clarity, do distortion in parallel using a return track, saturator or overdrive on the return, eck it, then send just 5 to 15%, and one of the fastest workflow tricks, resample. Once you've got a good chain and good throws, resample the processed vocal to audio and chop that. It makes everything consistent and fast. Now your mini practice exercise. Your goal is a 32-bar DJ-friendly vocal arrangement over a rolling beat. Pick one reggae phrase that's 1 to 2 bars, plus 3 one-shot words. Warp to 174 with Complex Pro. Slice to simpler by transients. Then build this exact structure. Bars 1 to 8, one shot every 4 bars. Bars 9 to 16, 2-bar phrase at bar 9 and bar 13. Bars 17 to 24, your drop section. Phrase at bar 17, short shots at bar 21 and bar 23. Bars 25 to 32, variation. Different slice order, and one big delay throw right at bar 32. Automate delay send so only the final word of bar 16 and the final word of bar 32 throw out into space. Then export a quick bounce and ask one question. Does it feel like it phrases naturally in 8 and 16 bar blocks? If yes, it's DJ friendly. If no, reduce randomness, make your anchors clearer, and add one intentional mute bar where the vocal disappears completely near the end of an 8 or 16. DJs love that breathing room. Final recap. Warp vocals with Complex Pro. Anchor phrases, don't overread it. Build phrase clips in 1, 2, 4 and 8 bars, plus 1 shots. Use simpler slice mode to make a playable instrument. Arrange vocals in predictable 16 and 32 bar structures with locators. Use a solid stock chain, eck, glue, saturator, gate, utility, plus echo and reverb sends with automated throws. And if you want the pro feeling workflow, keep a DJ safe clean vocal track. Keep a separate FX track for character, and save your finished Simpler Plus chain as a preset so next time you're basically done in minutes. If you tell me what type of vocal you're using, roots reggae, dancehall, or dub poetry, and what your drum style is, two-step rollers, break heavy jungle, or jump up, I can suggest a few chop placements that usually phrase best for that exact lane.